We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
This is a blockbuster scandal that is breaking right now, Lee. It's okay. Huge. The Biden regime paid $12 million, federal money, your money, your tax dollars, to censor you, to censor its political opponents on the enemies list. So, you know, I've been playing this Tony Bobulinski audio. Mm-hmm. He's Hunter Biden's business partner. He's like, look, the Bidens, including Joe Biden, committed fraud here. I can prove it. I've got the documents. And you've got Joe Biden, because remember, Bobulinski showed up before the election, right? You've got Joe Biden using federal dollars. You've got federal agencies that wanted to censor you, me, and everybody, using your tax dollars to pay nonprofit groups for the right for federal bureaucrats to fill out tickets saying, yeah, I don't like that post. It makes you look bad. Go ahead, take that down. They paid for the privilege of doing that. And for whatever reason, when the election, it was called the Election Integrity Project, approached social media, think about this, individual federal bureaucrats were able to just fill out tickets, get you canceled. They could get your post canceled. They took down 22 million posts in the 2020 election alone.
Without any due process?
No, none whatsoever. It was just they didn't like it. They called it misinformation, and whoop, there it went. And so the documents have just come out. They are devastating. And we got to add some more federal agencies to the list. You want to know what bureaucrats filling out a ticket?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear that.
On you? Who's at war with you? Department of Defense.
Oh, great.
$3 million. They call this countering malign influence. That means the truth by people who are not Democrats. They spent another $2 million in the fall of 2021 so they could fill out little tickets, get you censored. That's exciting. So the Department of Defense is now literally at war with you if you say something that makes Joe Biden look bad. National Science Foundation.
Because we're all about the science, too.
Yeah, we're all about the science. The science is whatever the Democrat Party says. State Department, they're in it too. They're out for you, $4.7 million in grants. So you paid to censor yourself. You paid to censor yourself. That's what happened. And we have the enemies list too, by the way. Richard Grenell, who was a Trump administration official, censored. James Woods, censored. Oh, looky here. Gateway Pundit. You know what the deal was with the Gateway Pundit? Coming out of the 2016 election when we still had a little bit of freedom left on social media, Gateway Pundit had made, because of they do an amazing quality reporting at Gateway Pundit. They are months ahead, weeks to months ahead of Fox News and other places like that with the news. Gateway Pundit had made top 100 websites. You remember this? Buy hits in the country. Yep. Not media websites. Websites. They were outperforming Bank of America and Home Depot. That is why Trump won the election. They had to stop it. Gateway Pundit's on here. Donald Trump's on here. Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch.
Yeah.
He is
here plenty of times.
Absolutely documented the corruption inside the FBI. He's got to go. Eric Trump is on here. This is an enemies list. Mm-hmm. James O'Keefe is on here. Richard Grenell, again, Breitbart News. Breitbart was another one in the top 100. They blew by every single media outlet and hits in that month before the 2016 election, except for New York Times and MSN.com. That was it. They beat every other one. They had become an absolute information powerhouse, but no more. The federal government says so. So we got a crisis here. I mean, this is a crisis. What day is this? It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. Okay. Yeah. So over the weekend, this story broke. Well, now we've got the funding. We know the Department of Defense is in on it. Has Mitch McConnell, the head of the GOP, said a single damn thing? Even one damn thing? No, it's cool. It's all cool with Mitch. It's all good. It's good with Mitch. And, you know, just shut these people up. Where's Kevin McCarthy? AWOL. Bye-bye. Those are the top two ranking people in the Republican Party. You know, at what point are they going to, you know, issue a statement? Do an angry interview. How about a tweet? Nope. Not yet. Maybe they're just waiting for the right time. Huh? Right time? When's that going to be? Because let me tell you what. These groups, Lee, with funding from our tax dollars, are still up and operating right now. In fact, they are so open about it that this Election Integrity Project has admitted on Facebook, on Twitter, we're doing it again. We're doing it right now in the election to make it fair. Make it fair. So, Lee, I mean, I'd ask you, I mean, when the Department of Defense is not sending $39 million to the Wuhan lab to create the COVID virus specifically, that's what the whistleblower, I did my podcast on that yesterday, Battleground podcast. It'll stand your hair on end.
Mm-hmm.
When the Department of Defense is not funding the creation of COVID directly with our worst enemies on the planet and giving them the technology to do it again, when they're not conducting actual physical biological warfare against you, they are censoring you on social media for talking about it.
And using your tax dollars to do it.
To do it. Yeah. Now, think about this. Let's just, like, just really drive this home, okay? Because you got Tony Bobulinski. You got New York Post censoring. You've got Joe Biden's crimes, Hunter Biden's crimes, all of this. And Biden, the guy who has done all of these illegal things, because we now know he's the big guy. That is beyond a shadow of doubt. We have that in Hunter's own hands. So we know that. We've got all of that stuff on a chain anyway. We've got all of that stuff. Joe Biden and Hunter Biden commit crimes, do nefarious things in concert with our enemies, take their money, and then use the federal government to censor people talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
What a scandal. What a scandal. We've never seen the likes of this from the founding. And the Department of Defense is in on it. State Department's in on it. Department of Homeland Security is in on it. What the heck? Remember when we started the Department of Homeland Security? We were supposed to fight terrorists,
yeah.
Not Americans.
Yeah, supposed to be operating outside the boundaries of the U.S. Yeah.
And now they're keeping an enemies list, along with the Department of Defense, because they're all in on it, of people they disagree with. And they're going after social media. This has to stop. The Republican Party leadership must acknowledge this is going on. Must. We don't have time. We don't have time to play games. And look, I'm telling you what's going on. You know who they just caught? There was some pretty good bills, actually, that would begin to force Google to stop shadow banning
mm-hmm.
news the Democrats don't like. Do you know who killed them?
Who was that?
Who lobbied to kill them, whipped to kill them. This is going to blow your mind. Jim Jordan.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's taken a ton of Google cash.
Yeah.
And Google wants to continue to censor you, apparently for these people. So, I mean, when you've got this going on in our own party, that was broken by Steve Bannon, by the way, on his podcast, Andy Biggs and the rest. I mean, they're all in. I mean, they're just Republicans are outraged that it is literally Jim Jordan out there pretending to be against big tech, taking their money and getting us censored. So, I mean, we got a mess in the Republican Party. And this is why the Democrats get away with this. And I don't know what it's going to take, but we need to fix this. We need them to stop pretending. I know where they're pretending. Mitch McConnell's victory fund, and same with the Kevin McCarthy's, is loaded with Google and big tech money, and they are just going to keep their mouths shut.
It makes you wonder where the biggest threat is.
Our government, bar none. Not even the Chinese, not the Russians, not even close. It's not even close. And I'll just come out and say it's not even close. Because we can't fight those entities properly because of our government censorship.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.